Man arrested in connection with 2022 firebombing of Wisconsin pro-life organization. By Catherine Hamilton on March 28, 2023. Law enforcement arrested a suspect on Tuesday for allegedly firebombing a Wisconsin pro-life organization more than 10 months ago following the leak of the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, the Department of Justice, DOJ, announced. Madison resident Ryden Duzongkar Roy Chowdhury, 29, is accused of attacking Wisconsin Family Action early in the morning on May 8, 2022. Law enforcement responded to an active fire at the organization's building and found the remnants of two mason jars, one of which was singed but had not successfully caught fire, according to the complaint. On the outside of the building, the suspect allegedly spray-painted, "If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either," as well as a large A in the number 1312. Law enforcement collected DNA from the scene of the attack. According to the DOJ, law enforcement identified Roy Chowdhury as a possible suspect in March 2023. Local police officers observed Roy Chowdhury dispose of food in a public trash can and were able to recover it and collect DNA from the food. On March 17, 2023, a forensic biologist tested the two DNA samples and found that they matched and were likely from the same person. In March 2023, Roy Chowdhury traveled from Madison, Wisconsin, to Portland, Maine, and he purchased a one-way ticket from Boston to Guatemala City, departing this morning. Law enforcement arrested Roy Chowdhury at Boston Logan International Airport. Roy Chowdhury will have a detention hearing in Boston, according to the DOJ. Roy Chowdhury is facing a charge for one count of attempting to cause damage by means of fire or an explosive. He is scheduled to appear in U.S. District Court in Boston on Monday. A date for his appearance in federal court in Madison has not been set. If convicted, he could face a mandatory minimum penalty of 5 years and a maximum of 20 years in prison, according to officials. "Violence is never an acceptable way for anyone to express their views or their disagreement," said Assistant Director Robert R. Wells of the FBI's Counterterrorism Division. "Today's arrest demonstrates the FBI's commitment to vigorously pursue those responsible for this dangerous attack and others across the country, and to hold them accountable for their criminal actions." FBI Director Christopher Wray admitted during a Senate Homeland Security Committee hearing in November 2022 that approximately 70% of abortion-related threats of violence in the United States since the Dobbs decision have been against pro-life groups, although he denied that the FBI and DOJ are unevenly enforcing the law. According to Catholic Vote, at least 83 pregnancy centers and pro-life groups have been attacked since the Dobbs decision was leaked, as well as 144 Catholic churches.